Blackstone Audio presents Arlo Finch in the Valley of Fire by John August. This book is read by James Patrick Cronin. Wisdom begins in wonder. Socrates.
Probably.
1. Pine Mountain. It didn't look like a house at all. True, it had many of the things you expect to see in a house, shingles, windows, bricks, but they didn't seem to be arranged in a house-like way. Instead, the building slumped against the wooded hillside like a pile of debris left over from proper homes. To the left, a door hung 6 feet off the ground, no stairs beneath it. On the second floor, a blue plastic tarp stirred in the fall breeze, revealing the wooden skeleton of an abandoned room. The front door was hidden in the shadows of a sagging porch. From the back seat of his mother's car, Arlo Finch took silent note of all the dangers he saw. His sister, JC, just said it. It looks like a murder house. Their mother switched off the ignition and unfastened her seatbelt. Arlo knew she was counting to three. Mom counted to three a lot these days. We should be grateful it's a house. I'm not sure it is, said Arlo. They'd been driving for 6 hours, and 3 days before that, so at the very least it felt good to get out and stretch. The bright sun and cool breeze were refreshing, like jumping in a pool without getting wet. The smell in the air reminded Arlo of the year in Philadelphia, when they got a real Christmas tree from the empty lot by the gas station. Here, high in the Colorado Mountains,